Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, a comfortable night settles in with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a mild breeze in Haifa. Jerusalem is experiencing a cool evening, perfect for a night stroll. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that northern Israel's emergency response squads feel abandoned as the IDF Home Front Command plans to reduce standby forces due to a Hezbollah ceasefire. Also, Walla reports just in that IDF forces have surrounded a Hezbollah underground system in southern Lebanon with fears of potential kidnappings. Also this hour, Ynet highlights Israeli Ambassador Yechiel Leiter's warning that Lebanon talks are nearing failure over Hezbollah's disarmament issues. Separately, The Times of Israel notes that the IDF struck Hezbollah operatives in Lebanon as new talks between Jerusalem and Beirut begin in Washington. And finally, from earlier reports by The Forward, Israeli citizen Michael Mizrahi was identified as the victim in a Montreal shooting. Here's what people are saying online. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, commented just minutes ago on a minister's surprising statement that Iran is no longer a concern. David May, a researcher, shared his view that the shooter's lack of specific anti-Zionist motivation doesn't negate the rise of anti-Semitism in Canada. Amichai Stein, a reporter, mentioned the ongoing Israel-Lebanon talks in Washington, sharing his insights earlier today. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in northern Israel. The Jerusalem Post reports that despite reduced mobilization, local emergency squads are concerned about potential threats from Hezbollah. This decision stems from a ceasefire agreement, but local leaders worry about their readiness in case of renewed conflict. This reduction could impact the region's preparedness. Turning to southern Lebanon, Walla reports that the IDF has surrounded an underground Hezbollah hideout in Tibanit. Security officials fear kidnappings could escalate the situation. This encirclement is part of a broader strategy to weaken Hezbollah's hold in the region. Meanwhile, in Washington, Ynet informs us that Israeli Ambassador Yechiel Leiter is pressing for Hezbollah's disarmament as a priority. He emphasized Iran's influence must be curbed to ensure peace. The failure of these talks could strain Israeli-Lebanese relations further. In a related development, The Times of Israel has details on the recent IDF strike against Hezbollah operatives, which coincided with the diplomatic talks. Lebanon's President Aoun hopes for decisive outcomes, but tensions remain high. This military action underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. Finally, turning to the tragic news from Montreal, The Forward reports that Michael Mizrahi, a respected member of the Jewish community, was the victim of a shooting. His death has shocked both local and Israeli communities. This incident highlights the need for increased vigilance and safety measures for Jewish communities abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the dollar is nearing 3 shekels due to geopolitical developments and U.S. market declines. This trend reverses the shekel's recent strengthening. Separately, Globes reveals that an Israeli delegation will visit the U.S. to explore IPO opportunities for defense giants IAI and Rafael. This move could boost Israeli tech presence in global markets. And finally, CTech reports that Anduril, a major defense tech player, is considering expanding into Israel. This expansion would involve local partnerships and investments, highlighting Israel's growing role in global defense innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.